News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. It is, of course, Frisky Friday. So my guest right now is Paige Carey from A-Hope in Santa Rosa County. How are you doing?
Yes, doing good. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Yeah. So what is new at A-Hope this year?
Well, wanted to just share, first of all, for anyone new that has not been listening to us the third Friday of every month this whole year, A-Hope is actually an animal welfare organization, and we're based in Santa Rosa County, but we serve the whole panhandle, really, as far as the community. Any county or city is welcome to come see us or reach out for information. And the new thing, well, it's still new to us, is that July 2nd, we opened the high-quality, affordable spay-neuter clinic in Milton, Florida, called Snip Happens, and the response has been overwhelming. We have seen so many animals just since July 2nd, both for spay-neuter and also for other services such as basic vaccines, nail trims, ear cleaning, you know, just different things like that. Mm-hmm. And so we want to, on behalf of all of A-Hope, Brandy, our president, and myself, we'd like to thank all of our supporters, our volunteers, the staff, everyone that has contributed in getting this clinic open, because it's been years in the making, and then also for our success and for giving us such a warm welcome into the community for providing these services.
Yeah, absolutely. So with the clinic, do they need to have appointments before they come in?
Yes, we do have appointments. You can do some walk-ins for things like nail trims and all, but since it's been so busy, we really, for your sake, to save time so that you don't have to wait a long time, to just go ahead and make an appointment. And you can do that online at ahope4src.com/snip happens, all one word. And it'll pull up different services, whether you're trying to book a spay-neuter appointment or a wellness visit. So yes, check that out. And we do actually have quite a few male cat neuter appointments left, some actually for, if I'm not mistaken, for this Monday, the 22nd, but then also in January, we have a lot of spots. So if you need to get those male cats fixed, come on and see us.
Yes, as Bob Barker says, spay and neuter your pets.
Yes, yes, and the community cats and your dogs. And that's one thing, you know, I really like to share with everyone. I know it gets frustrating that we may not have as many female slots open for cats or as many dog spay-neuter appointments open, but it's not because we don't want to, but we have wonderful relief vets that rotate through doing these surgeries. So we schedule based on their requirements. So we may have a vet come in and say, okay, I'll spay or neuter 5 dogs today, 10 females and 30 males, you know. So if that's what they want to do, then that's how we schedule out. So again, sorry for any frustration, but, you know, just work with us on that and keep checking back to the website, ahope4src.com/snip happens, to be sure, you know, when your appointment type opens up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I see that on the website here, they can support the clinic. What sort of support is the clinic looking for?
Yes. And we are, even though we have opened the clinic now, we are still a nonprofit. So that means we apply for grants. We don't accept any money from the government, whether it's local or state or federal. So we still need your donations, whether it's monetary. There are other things that we need for the clinic, like, you know, we're trying to get a fence built around our dog yard. And we've got a wonderful Girl Scout troop that's coming out today that wants to take on our dog yard as a project. So that's really cool. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we need fencing and we need some more sod. We need a new shed. For those of you that have been following us for a long time, you know that A-Hope started on Washington Street in a little 660-square-foot building, thanks to the city of Milton, who let us use that. We recently, it was really bittersweet, we moved out of that building that was the start for the whole dream. And but we had a shed on there. Now, when I say shed, I don't mean like a aluminum shed, y'all. This was serious shed. You could have lived in this thing. It was 16 by 24. We had it built. with the understanding that it could be moved. Well, when it came time to move it, lo and behold, it was too big. So we need a new shed desperately on the clinic for storage, and then hopefully down the road, maybe for other uses like a catio and, you know, things like that. So if anyone knows anyone that has a company that might like to help us out with nonprofit pricing, or you're a builder and would like to build something like that, please reach out. We desperately need that for storage. We have two pods on the property now, so, you know, full. So we definitely need that shed again. And they can reach out to me. It's ahopedirector@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to get in touch with them and discuss any details.
Absolutely. How many pets do you currently have?
Well, we're not a rescue, so we don't we don't take in a lot of cats or kittens, and we don't have any dog fosters. Right now we have a few kittens in care, and those are generally 8 weeks and under that are medically needy, or, you know, need bottle feeding, need intensive foster care, socializing, things like that. So we have, I honestly, I can't give you an exact number, but I know we have multiples in foster homes right now that will be ready for adoption in the upcoming weeks. And they can also find all of those on our website.
Okay. I was going to say, and that's a good segue here. So what is the adoption process like?
Well, it's actually very easy. Again, you go to our website, ahope4src.com, and this one you can /rescue cats, and it will pull up all of the kittens that we have available, or ones that are coming soon. In other words, they're not old enough, they're not spayed or neutered, etc. And you can go on there, fill out an application, and then we go through the applications and choose, you know, the appropriate person, family, etc., that fits that kitten's personality.
And I see that there's appointments to meet the pet as well.
Yes. The potential adopters work with the foster who has the kittens, and so they can reach out to them. Brandy puts them in touch with the foster, and then they can work out either like a Zoom meeting or an in-person meeting and that type thing.
Okay. So, and what are your adoption business hours?
Well, that there's not really set hours for that.
Okay.
They can just fill out the application, and then, like I said, we put them in touch with the foster. Sometimes we do have kittens on site at the clinic, and if we do, then it's advertised on our Facebook or Instagram page that we have those. Say, you know, oh, we're going to have, you know, five kittens in the clinic today. Come by and see between these hours. So, you know, just follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and to keep up with that type thing. One thing, since we do have kittens in care, we could really use the Fancy Feast kitten pate in chicken flavor. Can never get enough chicken pate, Fancy Feast for kittens. We also need some chicken baby food, you know, just plain old Gerber chicken baby food. So we have an Amazon wish list that's also on our website, as well as Chewy and Cuddly. So, or you can drop off at the clinic.
Okay.
The clinic is actually open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5.
Okay. And the location of the clinic?
The location is at 6951 Pine Blossom Road in Milton, Florida. And you'll think you're out in the country, but you're really not. It's super easy to get there off of Highway 90.
Okay. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Thinking of refreshing your home for the holidays? Good news! Jonathan's Flooring can help. Now through the end of December, Jonathan's is offering a special deal. They'll paint any interior room, walls, and trim up to 12 by 12 feet for only $299, including paint. Select from a large variety of colors, and rest assured, Jonathan's delivers first-class workmanship. To set your home's refresh appointment, stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, just south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free, and you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Join News Radio 92.3 as we celebrate and share Christmas together with the annual News Radio 92.3, a Pensacola Christmas concert, starting at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and running all the way through Christmas Day. It's a Pensacola Christmas tradition, celebrating local voices and warm spirits. Hear local choirs, symphonies, and musicians playing their favorite holiday music. A Pensacola Christmas concert starts 6 p.m. Christmas Eve right here.
Brought to you by Howard Young Flooring on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ. Today it is Frisky Friday, and I'm joined by Paige Carey from A-Hope, Santa Rosa County. And talking about the holidays coming up, what do people need to be thinking about the holidays, holiday parties, and their pets?
Yes, absolutely. So we have a little program we like to call Home for the Holidays. So if you have family members, friends, relatives, et cetera, coming to visit or stay with you, and maybe you've got some elderly folks or young children, and you want to make sure that they don't get scratched and that the pets smell good, well, go online and book yourself an appointment Monday or Tuesday of next week, and come get those nails trimmed for your dogs and cats, get their ears cleaned out, you know, get all of the things done to so that they don't scratch people and that they smell good for all the relatives. And so everybody's happy home for the holidays. So and like I said, we've got all of those prices are very affordable, and you can come in and get all the services done at one time, the ear cleaning, the anal gland expression if you need that for your dogs, and the nail trims, all of that, just to so that everybody's squared away and you don't have to worry about anyone getting scratched from those nails being too long. And that includes cats and dogs. So we encourage people to come in and take advantage of those services over the next few days before Christmas.
Wonderful. And I understand that you have toys for dogs and cats. You want to talk about that?
We do. We've got Brandy and the staff did a great job of decorating the clinic lobby with all of these different cat toys and dog beds and things like that. And so if you come by for a $5 donation, you can pick up a toy for each of your pets up to 5. So we don't want anyone left out at Christmas. You know, our pets are our family. Mm-hmm. And so they need their toys and things as well. So come on by. And again, we're closed today, but Monday and Tuesday, I know we're open. And honestly, I'm not sure about Christmas Eve, but I know Monday and Tuesday we're open. So run up to Pine Blossom Road, 6951 Pine Blossom Road. Say hello to our wonderful receptionist at the desk, and choose your toys and put them in those stockings for your pets.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a dog, and I can tell you we already got her a Christmas gift as well that she can open. So
mine's cat's present is in their stocking already. So yes.
Yeah, and she loves digging in there and figuring out what's in there. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, and they've got some really cool things at the clinic. So again, like I said, it's a chance for you to come out, see where we are, see our beautiful property, and get some little Christmas gifts for your pets.
Absolutely, and it's end of the year.
Yes,
obviously you're always taking donations, but sometimes with the tax year ending and things like that, there's opportunities there with donations.
That's correct. And that's what we'd like to share with everyone as well. Like I said, we are so grateful and so thankful for everyone that has supported us all year. Like I said, whether it's your time or financially, and with the end of the year, you know, everybody's trying to scramble around and get those last minute donations in. I know the threshold is higher this year. So if you need to reach that threshold, please consider A-HOPE for your end of year donation. And we will send you a really nice receipt for tax purposes. And we can really, really use the donations. Like I said, the clinic doesn't run by itself, and it is a nonprofit, but it's still a business, and we need the support to continue to serve our community. And like I said, we need that shed desperately. So any funds would also help us find another shed for storage and further uses down the line.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the shed. You mentioned the cat food, the chicken.
Yes.
What other donations are you looking for? Is there a wish list that people can find?
Yes, we have a wish list. There are actually some different clinic items that we need that are also on there that you can order, right off the wish list, like different clinic type items, equipment type things. And so all of that is on there if you'd like to do a purchase like that. The food, anything like that is always very much appreciated.
Okay. Are you looking for additional foster families at all?
Absolutely. We always welcome new fosters. The more fosters we have, the more kittens we can help out. So if you're interested in fostering, we have a great foster program. We provide everything for you. The food, all of the supplies. You do bring them in every couple weeks for their checkups and their vaccinations, but everything. You have a mentor, a foster mentor that will, be there for you with any questions. So yeah, we can always use fosters, volunteers. We always need volunteers, social media, finance. We can use people in the clinic on surgery and non-surgery days to help with things like laundry and prep. Just recovery and things like that. There's all types of different things that volunteers can do on those days.
All right. Paige Carey from A-HOPE in Santa Rosa County is our guest. 437-1620 if you have any questions. We'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Cat Country 98.7 is honored to receive the 2025 Service to America Award for something truly close to our hearts. Because of you, the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon fully funded the Angel Eye program at Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital, helping families stay connected when it matters most. Share in the moment and celebration and watch the Service to America Award special this Sunday at 1 p.m. on WEAR-TV3. Hometown proud. Cat Country 98.7.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest continues nightly in downtown Pensacola. Catch the Grinch versus Santa scavenger hunt, the Polar Express tour, Charlie Brown, and of course, photos with Santa. Get all the details at visitpensacola.com. Friday night, it's a festive gallery night all along Palafox. This month's theme is Threads of Cheer. Join your friends and family for the music, food, and over 70 art vendors. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
This is Darren and Christy Costello at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.
This is Lauren Cutter with Pete Moore Chevrolet, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.
This is Cody with Jim's Firearms, wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't text and drive.
This is Kirk Waters with Avalon HR, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.
Hi, this is Sheriff Chip Simmons, wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today for Frisky Friday. We have Paige Carey in the studio with us from A-Hope, Santa Rosa County. And before we went into the break, you were talking a little bit about the need for additional volunteers for the organization.
Yes.
So talk to me a little bit about what the requirements are. How old do you have to be?
Well, we take volunteers really of any age. Of course, if they're young, you know, 13, 10, 13, that type thing, you know, a lot of times they obviously need parental consent. And you know, for some younger ages, we do require that the parent be there with them. But it depends on the event and, you know, what they would be there doing. Now, you do have to be 16 to be around any animals, unsupervised. And then for the clinic, it needs to be 18 and above because there are, you know, medical things going on in there. So 18 and above. But we do have a lot of high school students that join our volunteer program for Bright Futures Hours. We actually have a couple of 13-year-olds that are also getting hours early for their middle school programs. And so, yeah, so anyone that's interested in volunteering, you can find out more. Again, I know I keep saying go to our website, but ahope4src.com, and then just do the drop down and there's the volunteer information. You can also email our wonderful volunteer coordinator, Nancy, at volunteer@ahope4src.com. And she can answer any questions. When you go on the website, it'll pull up the application. You fill out the application, and then Nancy will reach out to you, do a Zoom with you, you know, go over everything, see what your interests are, how you want to contribute, et cetera, and we'll find the right fit for you. And we encourage everyone to try a lot of different things to see what you like best and where you feel most comfortable.
Yeah, and I see there's even opportunities to volunteer from home. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. It's whatever your skill set is. Again, like I mentioned, social media. You know, if you like to make Facebook posts or Instagram posts, or for our finance committee. You know, if you're interested, if you're an accountant or know QuickBooks, that type thing. Our donor relations. We need a sponsorship person to maybe go out and talk to different businesses about sponsorships for AHOPE. You know, anything, an event coordinator. We're looking for someone to find these different local events that we can participate in and get everything set up, and then we go in. Grant writer, that's something from home. Mm. That's really something that we would like to have more of. So all kind of opportunities, just reach out to us. Go to the website, ahope4src.com. And if you need anything, we're always here. The number for the clinic is 850-795-2287. And we wish everyone happy holidays. And thank you again for all of your support for AHOPE and our clinic.
All right. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.